Within human society, there are a variety of different people, people raised in different cultures, under all manner of different circumstances, and in different environments, some raised in very cold places, some in very warm areas. People raised in all manner of circumstance, living in entirely different situations, some in the natural world, some in the cities. It is a natural inclination of people to move into their perspective groups, their families, their tribes, their clan. It is a part of the human psyche to want to join a herd, a clan, a tribe, a large family. Genetically, the human body and mind are geared to be a part of a social community that can protect and ensure safety. So this genetic tendency is universal. Those living in the natural settings, those living in the cities, those living in the Arctic, those in the tropics, all have this same leaning. To build societies, first small societies, clans and tribes that grow larger and larger, and settle and make settlements and grow into city-states, into fiefdoms, and finally into nations. But now humanity stands on the brink of a new possibility, that this sense of unity with the group can expand to include all living beings on this planet, both human and non-human, that life becomes the group identity. This leap in human consciousness is an evolutionary leap, a biogenetic leap, a transition and a transformation. This expansion of mind and linking of mind with others is also genetically imprinted in the human body and human mind. As this tendency latent in human beings evolves, human society will change. There is in every person this subgenetic coding to link to a group, a society larger than one's individual self. There is a raw and primal need for safety and security in being part of a larger whole. But there is a deeper genetic coding within people that has stood latent within the human psyche and within the genetics of people. A coding that extends this need to be a part of a group to survive, part of a clan, part of a tribe, part of a family. It expands this process to include the development of the intuitive mind . There is in this universe a physical world, and there is a non-physical world, a psychic world. And in that psychic world, there is the ability to expand beyond one's body and mind to a larger association and context. There is the capacity in human beings of intuition. Intuitive abilities allow people to expand their perceptual fields beyond the five senses. With clairvoyance, clairaudience, knowledge of past and future, human beings delve into the deeper realms, the deeper substructures of their existence, where time and space alter in relationship. In this intuitive capacity lies a subtle, undeveloped genetic strain latent in human beings that is being pulled by circumstances to the forefront, so that in the biophysiology of human beings, the potential of psychic links becomes stronger. This is a potential that is triggered by certain circumstances in the society, in the surrounding environment. Today, people have discovered that by building machines, they can pour their collective knowledge into a single source and have it available to the collective of human beings. Greatly enhancing the potential of each person far beyond what could be done in the single body-mind structure. Computers have allowed people to link their minds. This could not happen if that potential did not already lie within the biophysiology of the human structure. And this linking through the collective compositing of knowledge and information, making it accessible to all, increasing the capacity of every human being far beyond what could have been imagined. This is just the beginning. As this linking capacity expands in human beings and opens to intuitive abilities, the direct link to the collective mind of people becomes accessible, so that knowledge and information now stored in computers, in machinery, becomes a collective warehouse of the human psyche, in which all human beings are linked. Though individual, minds linked have the greatest potential. It is an evolutionary adaptation. People are just beginning to explore this potential. As this grows in magnitude, so will the ability of people to be interwoven and interconnected with each other, sharing knowledge from all different environments, circumstance, and explorations. There are those today who would put up barriers, who would claim national boundaries or the fiefdom of their corporate powers. But these types of thinking, these types of actions, are not evolutionarily productive, and they will fade away as poor techniques of survival. All of that type of thinking will become a thing of the past. As people explore this newfound ability and realize that in their collective psychic linking, they become a whole and survive the best. Even the fierce instabilities created by personal greed that have caused the planet systems to become unstable, causing what is known as the global warming. Even this can be resolved by this collective knowledge, collective link. This is in its primitive stage at this point. And parents worry for their children who want to be on their cell phones 24/7. And why do they spend so much time online? Why can't they just function as people used to function? But they will not, because they are searching for the link that will bring them closer and closer to the collective whole. They are searching for the intuitive link. And right now, all they have are computers and cell phones. They will discover a more subtle technology. And with that more subtle technology, the linking process will be greatly enhanced and very rewarding for people. Just like they are drawn to their cell phones and their computers, because they feel some connection with others that appeals to them, they will be drawn further, deeper into this link. It is the natural evolutionary draw for the human psyche. And it is the way of survival. Bringing people into harmony and connection that makes all of the corporate influences and national boundaries irrelevant. Naturally, there are those in the current psychology of greed who will try to own and monetize or control somehow this collective process. But it is a process of evolution beyond the abilities and realms of others. It holds no it cannot be held or contained. So those vested interests will be unable to succeed in monetizing or controlling this process. As it evolves and the technology enhances and enhances, it will become less and less physical and more psychic technology. There is an evolutionary shift going on in the human race right now. You are a part of that change. You have discovered the deepest linking, the linking to your divine source, to the one collective beingness. For in truth, there is only one, not many. That is why it is built into the genetic codes of every species in this universe. Not manifest till the right time in the evolution, but that capacity of linking, that yearning to be one, to be whole, is in every living being. individually and collectively. And living beings gather in groups for survival, for safety, but because they are drawn to the collective. And now, human beings are drawn to the wider, vaster collective that entails the whole human society. And those human beings who have stepped deeper still go beyond even the human society to the collective whole of existence. And reaching to the deeper realms of the psyche, into the subtle layers of existence, they find the unitary wholeness and discover their sense of individuality has been an illusion. That there is only one vast, infinite, eternal intelligence, a vast love that underlies all creation, that is the very real nature of all that is. All roads lead to the same place. All threads of evolution ultimately lead to the same realization, the same understanding, the same truth. Sat Chit Ananda. One eternal, infinite intelligence being. God, Self, Universe. Consciousness, Intelligence, Infinity, Truth, Love. This Lord of Love, this Eternal One, known by so many names, is the only one that exists. You are His form. Believing yourself to be an individual, believing you are separate, your deep yearning in your heart brings you always towards that one. This is true for all beings, whether they know it or not. And so the young people are drawn to their cell phones and their computers, where they find their friends and where they can feel a connection. Connections do not lie in being physically next to another person. They lie in the psyche, in a realm where there is no spatial differentiation. And always people want to go deeper and deeper into that connection, wanting always to escape the isolation of the belief in individualism, to the recognition of being part of a whole. And when that recognition of part of the whole becomes truly discriminative and very deep, the realization comes that there is only the whole, and you have always been part of that whole. When you are freed from the belief in I and mine, as opposed to that and them, you become whole, free in your natural state of being. The latent potentialities of your expanding consciousness become realized. And no longer is there two, but only one. The mind, in the depths of being, becomes stunned. This beingness is beyond the functioning of the mind. The boxes of words and beliefs cannot contain it. The mind cannot comprehend it. It won't fit in the boxes. It is the larger context, much larger than the mind. So the mind, unable to grasp such brilliance, such vastness, simply gives up. And then what happens? The larger mind, the cosmic collective of all knowledge, all existence of the past and the future and the now, becomes accessible. So the evolution of human beings from the caveman struggling for survival, joining the group, the family, the tribe, the clan, then the city-state, the fiefdom, the nation, and finally the world, and then the cosmos. And returning home to the natural state of being. Mm-hmm. This is the evolution of the human psyche. Going on today, collectively, you are the vanguards. Those who have touched the deeper realms, who have known the true nature of existence, are the vanguards. Of the future of all on this planet. Never doubt the veracity of this evolution. All right. Are there questions?
How long before this psychic shift becomes more obvious from technology to collective intuitive technology?
Long is a matter of time. Time assumes space. Time, place, and person assume a relationship of witness, time, and space. That is a matter of relativity. Within the relativity of time and space, circumstances emerge which force evolution. And the turning on of repressed or suppressed genetic capacities. I think humanity stands on the brink of such a precipice that would stimulate such evolution. That is why so much guidance has been given to the living beings. Here at this time, is there more?
So, gradually, will there be collective consciousness with humans, animals, plants, other cosmic beings?
And why not?
Yeah, I wonder if it will help the evolution very much if there is contact with many races from different galaxies
Do you
and so
think
on.
you are alone here? And not all move in the physical universe. You are not alone. Those who are wiser and older they are with you, guiding and helping.
Are there those beings that are on this earth, maybe not in a visible form, but helping like somewhere, I mean,
There are
other.
those who have taken physical form. There are those and who join in the evolution. There are those who operate in this physical universe and observe. And there are those who have psychic capacity to witness and to assist. Put it down, please. This is not the time for your telephone. Put it away, all right.
So, is there any use to try to contact psychically these beings, or will they contact us if needed?
I think you already have help.
Help, even we don't know we are being helped.
Some know.
Yes.
Not all happens in the physical realm. Dive deep into the light of eternal being. Follow that light to its source. And there you find the true help. The infinite intelligence, which has innumerable forms. That infinite intelligence will surely do what is needed. It has one intention, that all beings should return to their natural state. In the one hand, out of it flows the infinity of creation, the multiplicity of the universe. And on the other, all creation is drawn back into that loving, infinite intelligence source from which it has come. All feel the yearning, the calling certain ones find that connection through them. That source, that infinite intelligence, guides and acts. Some in physical form, some in non-physical form. But who guides? Who assists? Is it not that one infinite intelligence manifesting its mandate to bring all beings home through countless other sources, other living beings who serve that purpose? Are you not also ones that serve that purpose? So there are others as well. All right.
Thank you, Baba.